Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Jill. How do I figure out what I really want to project with my appearance? So there's a few things you can do to think about this. And so part of this is in understanding your personality and what you want people to know about you as a person. Now, you may want to ask some good friends and family members if they had to list out, say, five adjectives, if they were describing you to somebody else, what those adjectives would be. So, you know, you want positive ones, not negative ones. This is something that wants to be a little bit aspirational rather than something that's negative. So you could ask family and friends and say, you know, if you had to describe me in five adjectives, what would they be? And then you can decide, are those things that you would like people to know about you? You could also just start thinking about, well, what do I want people to think about me? You know, just answer the question when I walk in the room, and people say, there's Jill, she's always fill in the blank. And that could be one of the words or how you want to be perceived. Once you've figured out what these adjectives are, so the description of you, the personality traits that you want people to know about, then what you want to do is start thinking about, well, if I was going to dress a movie character in these, you know, and they had these personality traits, what kind of clothes would I put them in? And this is going to help you get a picture of, you know, is it a more professional, powerful, therefore more structured sort of outfit? Or is it something more soft and friendly or fun? It might be more colourful, soft and friendly, might be softer fabrics, less structure. So it's then taking those words and going, if I was creating a character, if I was creating a costume for someone, what would that be? Based on those personality traits. And then you can start thinking about how to apply that to yourself. So this is just a couple of little ideas of how to figure out what it is that you want to project, what it is that you want people to know about you and your appearance. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas. There's lots more ideas that I have in my 7 Steps to Style program. The whole first step is about personality and projecting, figuring out what you want to project. That is the whole aim of it. But that's just a little idea, something you can go away and do right now if you know, if 7 Steps is not for you. But otherwise, if you are really fascinated, I've got lots of activities and exercises to figure this out in my 7 Steps to Style program. Okay, next question comes from Roz, who says, please can you talk about neutrals and the colours that work best with them? For example, I understand that for my colour contrast, I can wear one colour and one to two neutrals. But do the neutrals need to relate to the colour? So brown with burgundy, what should I wear with navy? They do and they don't have to relate to each other. And it's really up to you. You know, if they're fairly neutral, it really doesn't matter which neutrals you choose. You can choose one neutral, multiple neutrals, totally up to you. But if you want them to be more similar, yep, you could go, well, if I've chosen, say, a brown, then putting a burgundy, say, with them is something that does relate in some ways, because there is a warm background to a brown. Versus if you are saying, well, I've got a navy, what colours? Well, you could put blues with navy. If you want to be more similar, you can put greens with navy, or you could put, you know, white or black or something like that with navy, or you could put brown with navy. There's no reason not to. It's really up to you about what you want to put with your navy. I mean, you could do a beige with your navy. You can do your white with your navy. Like, you know, it really depends on your value contrast, your colour contrast, and what else you're putting together. But it really doesn't matter too much. Do not get obsessed with going, oh, I must only put these sorts of things together, because that's just limiting yourself too much. Remember, these instructions and information about colour contrast, all those things, they're guidelines, they're handrails, they're not handcuffs. They're not supposed to make you feel like that you are so limited. So it's really important to, you know, remember that, like, just choose some ones you like. Try different things out. Take photos. See what works best for you. But you could put, like, a darker navy with a lighter navy, or a navy with a kind of more muted teal or something like that, which can feel a little bit more muted like that, or less, more neutral. So, yeah, so with neutrals and colour contrast and value contrast, just pick what it is. So if you're using greys, say, for neutrals, you could pick different greys, or lighter and darker greys. But with navy, you might just use one neutral, but you could use more than one. And this is where often things like navy and white are such a kind of classic neutral combination between those two colours. Okay, last question today comes from Liz. How do I flatter my figure in clothes that aren't black? So this is where having a personal colour analysis is the best tool you can have, because what you'll discover is what your best neutrals are and your most slimming colours. So if you're worried about, you know, weight, which often figure flattery, and often people like to wear black because they think it's the most slimming, but you will discover which are your most flattering colours, and therefore they're actually going to be more slimming potentially than black. Black only works for a small proportion of the population. They have to be cool and reasonably bright to get away with it, and ideally dark as well. So if we're thinking about non-black colours, and this is where, like, wearing something that is a very similar color to your hair color can be a great neutral option that can be slimming. Wearing just any medium, it doesn't have to be really dark, even just a more medium color can be slimming as well. Wearing a column of color, this is always, the less we break the body up with changes of color, is always a slimming thing as well. And busy patterns. So, you know, like, this is quite a busy little pattern I've got going on today. And they can be great too, because the eye just gets a little bit, oh, I can't be bothered, and just skims on past. Versus sometimes we often think that solids are more slimming, but if they are, you know, like, they can show every lump and bump, versus a busy pattern can just make your eye keep moving. So we don't have to wear black to look slimmer. Now, in photos and things, the reason often why people think black is so slimming is that in a photo, it's very hard for a camera to kind of focus on black and see any contour. And so this is why in a photo you can often feel that you look slimmer, but we're spending most of our time walking around in real life where we can actually see those things. So it's, you know, our eyes are so much better than any camera lens out there. No matter how expensive it is, our eyes are actually better. So if you are looking for slimming, and I've got so many tips in figure flattery, is A, know what suits your body shape. B, get your colours. Really, the right colours will create a face focus. They'll harmonise with you. They won't draw attention to themselves in the same way. You'll find out your best neutrals and the best kind of colours that are actually going to suit you. And so, therefore, I'd go, they are some things you might want to do. And I do online colour analysis. And I also do colour analysis as part of my 7-Step Style program. If you want the full colour and style and image package, and an amazing community as well of women also going on this same style journey. So thank you for your questions, and thank you so much for watching. Please do keep sending me your questions to imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and let me know what it is that you want to know, and so I can answer it in an upcoming video. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.